Well, it's 2021. We made it. 2020 is now officially over. I was reading a tweet from Conan O'Brien, and he said, "I don't want to be a downer, but so far this year feels exactly like last year." At first, I thought it was really funny. It is. But then it really hit a nerve because I know he's right. I heard one expert say that we wouldn't be back to normal travel until 2024. And I also heard that we won't get the vaccine in the United States until the summer. And we're the lucky ones. I was walking with my wife recently, and I was telling her that I was feeling fatigued, and this was after the holiday season. This is when I'm supposed to feel refreshed and resilient. She said, "It sounds like you missed travel," and she was right. Then she asked me, "What about travel did I miss?" From a work perspective, I like to travel, not just because I love learning about new cities, towns, and countries, but when I'm traveling, I'm away. I disconnect. I have to say no to work and to people because I'm not available. People know that I'm not reachable and I'm completely focused on what I'm doing. When I'm not traveling, I feel like I have little control of my schedule. If I can squeeze another meeting in, I will do it. If I can do two webinars on the same day, I will do it. And I found myself doing three webinars a day and squeezing in meetings as well. Now, I know that I'm very lucky. I know I have great clients, great colleagues, and I love my work. But why was I still feeling fatigued? My wife then asked me, "How can you put travel time in your calendar now? Meaning, what can I do to get the benefits of what I had when I was traveling?" Thanks to her coaching, I decided to block travel time into my calendar. Not that I will be literally traveling, but these will be times where I am simply not available. I will either be doing something for myself, my company, my education, my family, and I'm not going to feel bad about it. So what was it about simply blocking my time that helped me out so much? I read an article recently from Bruce Daisley entitled "Resilience: The Elusive Origin of Strength in a Crisis." Here he talks about three keys to resilience. They are control, identity, and community. If you think about each one of them as being tied to a gas tank with a gauge, I have to admit control and community were almost empty and identity was full. Let me explain a little bit more. According to Daisley, researchers have shown that nurses who work long shifts feel less burned out when they choose to work longer. He said that it's almost like the act of choosing to go on gives us more strength to do so. Even the illusion of control can help. One of the things I often do with my coaching clients is I have them determine what is within their control, what can they influence, and what is out of their control. And then focus on the first two. So again, the first key to resilience is to identify those things you can control. Even if they are small things, you can control what you eat. You can control what time you wake up, whether you make your bed or not, whether you exercise, and yes, even your calendar. Daisley also talked about identity. Having a strong identity can increase your resilience. According to Daisley, the important thing about identity is that we often look around and ask questions about ourselves in the reflections of the people we see. As some of the leading researchers in this field have asserted, a substantial part of our sense of self and who we think we are derives from our group memberships and our sense of social identity. For me, identity was very strong this year. I worked with amazing colleagues and clients who wanted to make a difference when it came to diversity, equity, and inclusion in their organizations. We challenged each other, it was emotional, and we all grew. So again, when we feel connected and proud of our identity, it makes us feel stronger, more resilient. The final ingredient in resilience is community. For me, this has been lacking as a result of COVID. It's easy to feel isolated and not connected. A lack of connection has been cited in various studies as to leading to mental health issues. As I mentioned earlier, my connection tank was emptied in 2020. I used to travel and connect with colleagues face-to-face, have dinner, I'd meet locally, have dinner, would meet with other coaches and business leaders. And for me, when I think about community, it's about supporting others in the community and feeling supported yourself. And that was missing for me in 2020. I plan to join a community that I identify with and focus on things other than work. And as a result, it will actually make me a more effective worker. I wish you the best of luck in 2021 to be more resilient, focus on control, identity, and community. I guarantee if you do one thing in each of these areas, your resilience gas tank will start to fill again. Reach out to me if you want to talk about having a more resilient 2021. You can reach me via my website, www.mendozaandobrien.com. Thanks.